Adrian Goldberg
on BBC WM 95.6.
Now, a well-known Birmingham blogger and his partner have been to visit every single seaside pier in England and Wales over a period of 2 weeks. Let's speak to John Bounds. He's from Perry Bar, runs a blog these days called Paradise Circus. Used to run one called Birmingham It's Not Bleep. John, very good morning to you.
Morning, Adrian. Hi.
And hopeful of finding a publisher of this book called Peer Review. Very clever.
Yes, it is. We came up with the title first and then decided it was such a good title we had to go and do it.
How many peers are there?
Well, that's a complicated thing. There are all sorts of peers and lots of people, and everywhere we visited people told us, have you been to this pier or that pier, or have you been to a pier in Whitby? And according to our list, which we got off the National Peer Society, which we didn't know existed either, there were 56 surviving pleasure peers in England and Wales. So that's what we followed. We followed the list. We followed it, even though some of those, after we got the list, got burnt down or closed, we still went there, because that was our list.
And I know that you did the research a little while back, and you're just getting to the point now where you're writing it up and you're looking for a publisher. Was the pier at Weston there? Because I know that burnt down, but has been refurbished now.
Yes, Weston was our first port of call. We started at Weston because that's where Brummies go on holiday. That's where they go that's where they go to the seaside, you know. So we went there first, and then we drove anti-clockwise around the country. So the Grand Pier at Weston was our first, and probably one of the most seasidey ones. Its refurbishment made it very sort of, you know, how you'd expect, very carry-on, if you see what I mean.
Pete Williams of Dex's Midnight Runners, regular listener to this programme, said he was doing a session in Clevedon yesterday, home of a fantastic pier in the Brown Bristol Channel. So I didn't know Clevedon had a pier as well, because I think Burnham-on-Sea, which is just down from Weston, I think has got one, hasn't it?
Burnham-on-Sea is England and Wales' shortest pier.
You are the man who knows too much.
Yeah, that was really good. Clevedon, we went to Weston first, and Clevedon is actually technically slightly nearer to Birmingham, but, you know, it's not where Brummies go. So we went to Weston first and then up to Clevedon, and we got there just as it closed.
We saw it then. Monica Price on Twitter talks about Brighton Pier, a candy floss, hot donut, amusements and a helter-skelter kind of place. I mean, that is that's like a fun fair that happens to be on a pier at Brighton.
Yeah, it's a fantastic pier, Brighton. We tried to make the whole book about memory and the seaside. So when we got to Brighton, the big thing we wanted to do, I'm a bit of a mod, Danny's a bit of a rocker, we decided we had to have a fight on the beach. So that's our
Quadrophenia style.
Yeah, completely.
Which was your favourite?
Well, I think there's different sorts of piers. There's some piers that are kind of, you know, very sort of seaside-y, like Brighton. There are some piers that are kind of very community, and Southwold is a beautiful example of that. It's, you know, it's lots of local things, and it's very nice and middle class, if you see what I mean. But my favourite ones were the ones that were either falling down or burnt down. They were beautiful. Totland Bay on the Isle of Wight. I think they've repaired it since a lot, but it was gorgeous. It was kind of faded and burnt out, and we weren't allowed on it, obviously, because it was dangerous. But
and these were what? I mean, these were just an invention of the Victorian age. They discovered they had the technology to do it, to build out into sea, and it just became a slight otherworldly place, maybe a little slightly decadent place away from the town out into the sea.
Yeah, that's it, and that's what we decided to see, if that kind of idea of the seaside, because not being from the coast, it's not something we see every day. So when you go on holiday for your 2 weeks or your weekend away, you kind of step into that other world. And what we decided to think about was kind of whether that still existed, whether that England, that, you know, that Britain still existed for us. And it kind of, I don't know, you'd have to read the book to find out whether it still does, but, you know, there are pockets here and there, and it reflects how the world's changed, and each pier has got a great story. So many had to be pulled down and rebuilt during the Second World War because we were terrified of them being landing stages, things like that. It's a real great microcosm of how the country's changed over the last 100, 150 years.
John, it sounds like a brilliant idea for a book. John Bounds talking about his book ready to be published called Peer Review. I don't know if you can help him publish it. If you can, drop us...